NTSB assists Irish investigators with a downed airliner case. A search and rescue helicopter program in the UK is canceled. And Continental Airlines employees brace for layoffs. This is Arrow News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this Arrowcast. Here's what's up in aviation for Friday, February 11th, 2011. The NTSB is sending three investigators to assist the government of Ireland as it investigates the crash of an airliner yesterday morning. A Swear Engine SA-227 Metroliner, operated by Flightline Manx 2 Air as Flight 7100 from Belfast, crashed after attempting a landing at Cork Airport in Ireland. Heavy fog was reported at the time. The aircraft was reportedly on its third landing attempt when it touched down short of the runway and flipped over onto its back, fatally injuring six of the 12 people on board. The fog was reportedly so thick, the air traffic controllers could not see the accident, only hear it. An $11 billion program for search and rescue helicopter services in the UK has been dumped after the winning contractor admitted irregularities in the bidding process. Soteria reportedly came forward in December to inform the government of irregularities regarding the contract of its bid team, according to a statement from the Department for Transport. Soteria had planned to replace Sikorsky S-61 Sea Kings with new S-92s. The Wall Street Journal reports a Canadian firm, which was part of the consortium, CHC Helicopter, apparently had access to inside information on the project's evaluation. On its website, Soteria expressed disappointment in the cancellation. Quote, "We remain confident that Soteria was designated as the preferred bidder for the SAR-H program as a result of the value, expertise, dedication, excellence, and exceptional technical solution that Soteria can provide. Soteria is evaluating the government's decision, and if given the opportunity, is confident that it is capable of delivering the SAR-H program and stands ready to work with the UK government," unquote. On its website, CHC said the issue was contained to a few individuals operating without the company's knowledge. About 500 employees of Continental Airlines in the Houston area may soon find themselves on the unemployment line as a result of the merger with United. USA Today reports that the combined United Continental Holding Company is already being largely run out of Chicago, where United is based. Many of the workers likely to lose their jobs are in Continental's Houston headquarters, according to the Associated Press. The paper further cites a Bloomberg News report, which indicates that the job cuts total about 17% of the 3,000 or so management and administrative jobs at the Houston headquarters. The airline has filed notice with the state of Texas, and the layoffs are expected to occur between April 1st and June 30th. Up next on ANN, Babbitt to Congress, we have not been idle. NBAA and Gamma testify in support of NextGen. And even the pilots' union wants the stalling in Congress to stop. You are listening to Aero News.
Piperjet.
Piper Match.
Global expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/piperaircraft.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for February 11th. I'm Paul Platt. FAA Administrator Randy Babbitt testified Tuesday before a subcommittee of the House Transportation Committee as the long FAA reauthorization process gets restarted once again. Quote, "During my tenure as administrator, I have not had the luxury of guiding the agency under a comprehensive long-term authorization. But I want to assure the subcommittee that the agency has not been idle while awaiting passage. This is a dynamic time in an extremely dynamic industry. NextGen will transform the way we fly and do business. Our goal is to work closely with industry to implement new technologies and procedures that are sustainable and to work with our international partners to establish uniform standards around the globe." Unquote. Full Committee Chair John Mica, a Florida Republican, commented, quote, "An FAA bill is a top priority of the committee. We are developing a lean, streamlined, long-term bill that does more with less and continues to ensure the safety of our skies. I am pleased the Senate has already begun action on an FAA bill, and our goal is to have a final bill on the president's desk as soon as possible," unquote. In written testimony submitted Wednesday to the House Subcommittee on Aviation, National Business Aviation Association President Ed Bolin stressed the importance of continually modernizing the nation's air transportation system as part of Congress's focus on creating more jobs and expanding the economy. In his testimony, Bolin pointed to general aviation, including business aviation, as an essential economic generator, contributing more than $150 billion annually to the U.S. economy and making possible jobs for more than 1 million Americans. Bolin also made another preemptive strike against user fees, noting the proven, efficient fuel tax carries with it no administrative costs for compliance because operators pay at the pump. General Aviation Manufacturers Association President Pete Bunce testified before the subcommittee on Wednesday. He emphasized the important role GA plays in the U.S. economy. He also testified that Gamma member companies have suffered more than 20,000 layoffs over the past 2 years, and deliveries of general aviation airplanes have declined sharply as a result of the economic downturn. But, quote, "Despite these tremendous economic challenges, our member companies have responded by continuing to invest in innovative products and technologies that will allow them to take advantage of new market opportunities as the recession ends," unquote. Bunce also emphasized that Congress must provide sufficient funding and direction to advance next-gen and find ways to incentivize operators to equip their aircraft earlier than the current federal mandate. The subcommittee also heard from the Airline Pilots Association, which called for Congress to quickly move a strong FAA reauthorization bill. Union President Captain Lee Moak commented, quote, "FAA reauthorization is the foundation for achieving a modern infrastructure that provides safe and efficient air transportation to drive this country's economy and create jobs for its citizens. Congress must pass a solid reauthorization bill that well positions the FAA to do its job," unquote. Still ahead, Blakey applauds the National Security Space Strategy. Space station partners solicit more users. And E-jets are more comfortable if you're sitting in the cabin. You're listening to Aero News.
Now, another moment of freedom from Sirius Aircraft. Freedom through safety. Perhaps the ultimate freedom is confidence, assurance, and peace of mind. We design it into every personal aircraft we build. It's the security that comes with knowing you're flying the plane with a parachute. The breakthrough concept that launched the Cirrus phenomenon.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Friday, February 11th. I'm Paul Plagg. The newly released National Security Space Strategy emphasizes the need for a healthy space industrial base. Needless to say, the Aerospace Industries Association is very happy with that conclusion. AIA President and CEO Marion C. Blakey commented, quote, "We've long supported a more cohesive, strategic approach to managing our nation's space enterprise. The strategy's commitment to maintaining a healthy industrial base, including focused science, research, and development efforts, and promoting STEM education and professional development, is crucial to success in the space arena," unquote. She continued, quote, "Defense Secretary Gates and Director of National Intelligence Clapper are to be congratulated for the first ever jointly signed National Security Space Strategy. In today's contested, congested, and competitive space environment, having a clearly enunciated plan in which government and industry work together is more important than ever," unquote. NASA was among the participants in a seminar held Tuesday to create awareness among United Nations member states on potential uses of the International Space Station. At the request of the UN's Office for Outer Space Affairs, NASA and its international partner agencies attended the seminar in Vienna. Representatives from NASA and other space agencies from Canada, Europe, Japan, and Russia presented information on their respective capabilities available on the orbiting outpost. They discussed the station's management structure, research facilities, research accomplishments, education outreach activities, and mechanisms for cooperation. ISS program scientist Julie Robinson, who presented at the seminar, says, quote, "Now that the station has shifted from construction to research and technology development, we are working as a partnership to optimize its use as a laboratory," unquote. Airbus claims to have developed a revolutionary new stowage compartment design that saves weight and provides more room for passengers while also easing the installation of aircraft cabin systems. The unique tracked bin design features compartments which slide on a system of runners and a track shaped like a snake trail. As soon as the tracked bin's latch is released, the stowage compartment slides forward, then stops automatically rather than tumbling down. Airbus says it requires much less effort to close when compared to other movable bins. Airbus says the tracked bin is currently in its pre-design phase and will be an ideal candidate for all its aircraft families. And finally today, if you suffer from claustrophobia, you may want to cover your ears. A baggage handler for U.S. Airways at Reagan National Airport was briefly locked in the baggage compartment of an Embraer E-170 regional jet, a space just 37 inches high. Fortunately, the worker was able to make enough noise that a flight attendant heard his yelling and thumping on the floor of the airplane, and he was let out in time to actually drive the tug to push the airplane back from the gate. A passenger told the New York Times that the captain came on the intercom and said one of the baggage handlers had been locked in the cargo compartment. Despite the hubbub, the flight managed to depart a few minutes early and travel to Hartford, Connecticut on time. A U.S. Airways spokesman says the airline will investigate. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, Jim Campbell talks with Sherry White about gas ballooning at the championship level. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.